Oh, what a relief!
Oh, this is the most popular station in town. Wall-to-wall mini-tunes. You call them commercials.
Here's that classic you've all been waiting for. The number one request of the day. Armor hot dog.
Kids eat Armor hot dog.
Oh, wow. This is my fave.
Kids who climb on rocks. Sissy kids,
even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs, kids love to bite.
Somebody put me back in the fridge.
Here we are with another edition of Retro Junk. Oh my god, he downed a plane for this one.
You weren't kamikaze.
I don't know why we started the episodes like that. It just kind of happened last time, so we're going to keep it going.
It's both some futuristic lasers. And in the past.
Yes, it is.
And like a little bit of like action movie sounds.
Yeah, sure.
No, yeah, we're, yeah.
So this week we're going to talk about the 1994 science fiction action film, The Demolition Man. You guys ready to dive in head first? We're doing a Sly Stallone double feature. So this episode we're going to do Demolition Man. Next episode we're going back to the Cold War and we're going to revisit Rocky IV. But right now,
I'm ready to rock out to some armored hot dogs.
Demolition Man was directed by a man named Mario Brambilla. Can you name another movie that man has directed, Corey?
Demolition Man 2.
Wrong. Evan. The correct answer is he did not do any other movies. Nothing of note.
This was his last. Yeah.
It was his everything. It was his everything.
Much like the other directors from past.
I know.
Except for like Paul Vero.
Yeah. This movie stars Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes, Sandra Bullock, and Otho. From Beetlejuice.
Also, yes, Otho's in it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Otho.
We have an Otho sighting. The two original choices for these roles were Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Van Damme was offered the role of the bad guy, but that didn't work for him. He agreed to star if both leads could have been switched. The producers said no, and that was the end of it. Sandra Bullock was cast to replace what extremely 90s actress?
Lori Petty.
Good call, Corey. Good call, yes. And her name in the movie is Lenina Huxley, which is the worst reference. Like, just a so, like, in-your-face reference. It is the reference to Aldous Huxley, the author of Brave New World, and the main character's first name was Lenina.
Yep.
Hence, Lenina Huxley. This film debuted at number one at the box office. It grossed $58 million by the end of its box office run, which at 1994 was pretty good. And then overall, worldwide, it did $159 million. So a success.
A Demolition Man. A couple of those dollars.
A Demolition Man was a success. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was a good.
It was a good movie.
But does it hold up? Let's find out. And let's dive into Demolition Man, shall we, gentlemen?
Okay, yeah, no, I'm in.
All right, so we start off, we see L.A. is a burning shithole. And,
of course, which is like a lot of the 90s movies.
And the Hollywood sign is burning. Wink. Wink.
Which happens in another movie with Kurt Russell.
Yes, it does.
Escape from L.A.
Yep.
Which is on Netflix, by the way.
Yes, it is. So yeah, and then holy shit, it's only 1996.
Yeah, already in the future.
2 years.
Already in the future.
Wow. Yeah.
It was a big 2 years.
It was a big gap. We missed a lot.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And we start off inside a helicopter, and holy shit, it's Balrog from Street Fighter. Fuck you, go away.
Wow.
I was pissed when I saw it. I was like, no! Get away from me.
He's coming for you.
Spartan shows up in the helicopter and he's like, I'm gonna go get Simon obviously Phoenix.
Played by Sylvester Stallone.
Does he say, catch a psycho to...
Psycho to catch a psycho. Yeah, so, exactly. So the John Spartan character played by Stallone...
Send a maniac to catch a maniac.
Yes, and Stallone has stated in interviews that it's basically just him. He's not playing a character, he's just playing Stallone.
Right.
You can see it in the performance. Yeah. There's nothing to Stallone. It. It's just
Which
him.
Which means I think I really like Stallone.
He's
a very likable character.
He comes off as very likable in this movie. Yeah, he's just kind of...
He's like regular Joe from the
Exactly. There's not a lot of substance to the character, but it is fun. He has like quips and whatnot.
Joe Blue Collar.
Yeah, so Spartan helicopters into a race riot or urban war. It doesn't really... It's very nondescript. He bungee jumps, I had to read my notes, from the helicopter because it's 1994, and that's what we do.
He bungee jumps really far.
Yes, he does. Like, dangerously far.
Like, he should have broken both his legs.
Yeah, and it just, like, and he just hits with the force of, like, a thousand, of, like, a thousand tons.
He hits, like, the end of his rope, and then he cuts himself loose, and then, bam, both feet down. And
like, what is he, a regular cop? Like, he's in, like, SWAT team gear.
Yeah, he's just...
Yeah, he's kind of like a one-man wrecking crew.
Right. It's quite the feat when he bungee jumps down. Then we get our first look at Simon Phoenix, played by Wesley Snipes. And I'm going to say, right off the bat, kind of rules.
Dude, he's awesome.
He's kind of fun. He has a lot...
Very menacing.
He's so scary.
He has a lot of fun with the character.
He's crazy in this movie.
He's like the Joker.
Where the passengers... fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's like his first, verbal sparring with Stallone. Also, his... taxi checkered coat and puffy MC Hammer pants are so painfully 90s. His outfits are awful.
Oh, yeah.
He spends most of the... And then in the future, he's basically just dressed up like a Chucky doll. He's got like the...
He's got the overalls.
Yeah, it's terrible.
With an orange t-shirt.
Sylvester Stallone actually wanted the Simon Phoenix character to be played by Jackie Chan. They're actually good friends. Chan refused since Asian audiences don't like the idea of actors who have always played heroes suddenly being evil, so... put the kibosh on that, thus Wesley Snipes.
Well, let's not do anything different.
Right, exactly. So where were we? So he basically beats up the Simon Phoenix character and carries him out of the building while it fucking explodes. When he gets out, the chief is tired of his demolition man shit. Which is a line. It turns out that a shitload of hostages blew up inside the building. They found, geez, we got bodies everywhere. That was a foresight. It was a pretty big foresight by old John Spartan.
Yeah.
Overlooked the
thing. Like 30 hostages just got blown up.
Like we find out later that they were already dead. Like he kind of reveals to him, he's like, "Yeah, guess what? Those hostages are already dead." Doesn't matter.
Spoiler. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll get there. But it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like he still didn't look.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't.
No, he didn't really put a lot.
No, it was just like I gotta get Phoenix.
Well, there was a whole gasoline thing.
Right.
Is it very hot in here? We'll get to that at the end.
Yes.
We'll get
a lot of
come back to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of foreshadowing in that first scene that we
Is it hot in here?
So Spartan gets sentenced to be frozen and rehabbed until I don't know, like 2040 or something like that. Just like
it was like 75 year sentence.
Yeah, which doesn't seem all that bad if they're gonna freeze you to just speed up the whole process. Yeah, it's like I'm in, man. So they throw stupid naked Stallone into some crystal Pepsi. Be well. We'll see you in the future.
When I saw this. Recently, because I watched it again for the podcast, I noticed Stallone probably didn't have to be naked.
No, he totally wanted to be.
I
kind of
think Stallone just wanted
totally
to be naked.
He was like,
open naked.
Oh, yeah, open naked. Make sure the stuff's clear, and I'll roll around
so
in it for a little while.
Really good.
Yeah, they just really do a good job not showing his dick.
I was just going to say, I wasn't hoping.
You're not looking for it.
I was looking for balls. I was like, there's no way, like...
I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of a... Yeah, there's some kind of a banana hammock situation going on.
I think there's some stuff going on the cutting room floor.
The flesh, flesh-covered...
something.
The colored bikini bottom.
We didn't need a scene of him just rolling around.
And it goes on for a while. It's like Corey said.
Wanted to.
Yeah, it's like, no. No, just roll. Just keep going.
Keep rolling.
He
went for it.
So then we fast forward and we meet the lameness that is 2032 with flowing robes, boring cops, and smelly Dennis Leary. They thaw out Phoenix for parole, and he breaks out and karates everybody to death. Meanwhile, an alert goes out to the police, and it's kind of funny because they're clueless as to what the 187
is. Murder Death Kill,
which is a very
murder
cool,
death kill.
Which is a very cool metal band. Murder Death Kill is not a metal band. We should start that though. In my notes, I have that I just want something that I read is some of Wesley Snipes' kicks and punches look lurchy and awkward. That's because Snipes is a black belt in real life, and his kicks and punches were so fast that they blurred the camera. Hence, the producers actually had to ask him to slow down.
Dude is a multiple black belt, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, he is. And
in like two or three disciplines.
Yes. So Simon kills the doctor, takes his car, the police track him. Oh, and I forgot to mention, Corey, what's the password?
Teddy bear.
Yeah. And he kills Warden William Smithers. Be well, Warden William Smithers.
Not well.
So yeah, he kills a doctor, takes his car.
Which was actually really creepy how he tricked the retina scan.
Yeah, he took a pen to the guy's eye and a little bit of classic 90s eye violence.
Pretty badass.
So yeah, he takes off in the little stupid rocket car. He pushes a man out of a computer booth. I say computer booth. It's like a phone booth. He kicks a man out of a computer booth.
That was the depressed guy.
That was the guy who enjoys... He inspires joy feelings all those around him. he finds the Dennis Leary glamour shot with that stupid speech going over in his head over and over. You know, which is like... Don't you have
somebody to kill?
Yeah.
Don't you have a job to do?
Have we already gone past the part where he where they try to arrest him?
We're getting there.
But it's funny because when he goes into the little computer booth and he's like, I gotta look up Mr. Edgar Friendly.
Oh, I'm possessed.
Yeah, I'm possessed. But he gets the picture and it's like a glamour shot of Dennis Leary.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he used it as a headshot to get Rescue Me.
Yes, like it's really weird. So the cops show up and they keep referring to Simon Phoenix as Maniac.
As the Maniac.
Yeah, I have found the Maniac.
I have the Maniac in sight.
That made me chuckle a bunch. So he uses a bunch of karate chops to kill cops. Then he figures out how to blow up a police car by taking the little wands
like
that they carry around. They have like these stun wands, and he puts it in the that's the car's battery core, whatever it is.
It's the fuel source.
Yeah, and then he blows it up.
And it makes a cool pew noise.
Yeah.
So that's basically him running amok, and the cops are all like, oh my god, they're besides themselves.
We're not trained to deal with this level of mania.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're bewildered.
So the actual helicopter pilot from the beginning that I said, oh fuck, it's Balrog, he actually still exists in the future.
Of old Balrog.
He's the old guy, and he's like, telling them stories about how they apprehended Phoenix in the first place, and then so they get the idea, let's thaw out fucking Rocky, let's thaw out Rambo, let's get this movie going.
Yeah.
Which, funny enough, I think it was in the Kuwait release to this movie, right?
Okay.
Stallone was so big, they actually released the movie called Rambo the Destroyer.
Oh.
Which is what it was.
Just to help get people
just
on board.
Just to help get
right.
people to go and see it. Rambo the Destroyer.
So, when Spartan's thawed out is actually... The preceding scenes, I think this is the best of the movie. This is where the movie kind of is at its best.
It felt like there were parts that were edited for some reason. It almost felt jumpy.
Maybe there was more to like... basically, when he gets thawed out and is like, you know, this fucking future sucks, like, that stuff is all really good. I found that to be... It's very Last Action Hero, we like satire to like everything that's going on and like...
Isn't his wife killed in the quake of 2010?
The big one, yes.
She was in the big one. She was lost in the big one.
Yeah, I just thought the world building was kind of fun in those scenes. And then... it's when he swears, and John Spartan, you have been,
you've been fined 5 credits.
Yeah,
it was when he didn't know how to use the 3 seashells.
Well, we'll get to that, because, so he gets out of the bathroom, and he's like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's no toilet paper. And it's like, oh, he doesn't know how to use the 3 seashells. In an interview, this is gross, in an interview, somebody asked Stallone, how do you use the 3 seashells? And he says, well, I guess you would use 2 of them to, like, you know, like, make, like, a clamp and pull the poop out. And then you would use the 3rd seashell to scrape, to get all the rest. Although, if you've had too much Taco Bell, you might have a problem with just 3 seashells. You might have to go 6.
Is that still a direct quote? Or?
I added the Taco Bell part. Right.
The rest is speculation.
We mentioned the thing with every time he swears, the thing goes off. The best thing, I thought it was one of the best little funny things about the movie because
it keeps happening.
It keeps happening, like in the background, and like they won't even acknowledge it, but it will happen.
I actually forgot to mention it was when Snipes is at the computer booth and he's like, "What? Fuck you!" And then it goes up and again, and he just keeps throwing the paper. And then Stallone, so then like John Spartan. Yeah,
sometimes in the background, Simon Phoenix does something bad, and they're like, "Oh, holy shit!" And then you just hear,
"John Spartan, Simon Phoenix, you're then." And then the part that still makes me giggle to this day is when he's just like, "Fuck it," and he goes up to the thing, and he's like, "You bald brain sack of shit," just to get paper so he can wipe his ass.
Fucking idiot!
Oh man,
that was Rob Schneider.
Yeah,
are you find money? Are you like find a dollar?
Credits.
Yeah, you gotta find credits.
We're working on future credits.
$5. It's the futuristic swear jar.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Essentially.
Yeah. I have that in my notes. It's the future swear jar.
There you go.
It's great too because it's like some scenes that are like serious.
Yeah. He's yelling like with the chief back and forth, and you do hear it go off in the background. Yeah. It's good. It's consistent.
They consistently don't curse at him. They're like, "Oh, look at this Neanderthal."
Right, and it hits. Because
they're
just
smart enough to not do it.
Yeah.
They're saving their money.
This Neanderthal.
And the chief played by Bob Gunton, who is the, warden from Shawshank.
Yep, and he's a great character in, like, the last few seasons of 24.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. Good call. Just a good character actor all around. So they're all yelling at each other. It's Huxley, Spartan, the chief, and Garcia, who's another kind of a fun character, is Benjamin Brandt.
Yeah.
He's a fun character, and they're all trying to figure out where Simon Phoenix is going next, and Spartan insists he's going to try and find a gun. Where would he find a gun? At a museum.
At the museum.
Well, the only place you can find a gun is at a museum.
Exactly. So Spartan travels with Huxley and Garcia while listening to Mini Tunes. You call them commercials.
Right.
Mini-tunes. So apparently in the future, we don't listen to music anymore. We just listen to fucking commercials, which is awful.
Yeah.
Garden in the Valley.
Whose idea is this?
The Jolly.
The Green Giant.
Terrible.
It's creative for the movie. It's funny. They're just kind of coming up with shit. So meanwhile, Phoenix is at the museum looking for a gun. He uses a person to break the glass. Future has really shitty security systems. He just uses a total, like a person to... He's just like some. How much do you weigh?
Yeah.
He
flips him in.
What is your boggle?
What's your boggle?
Yeah, I was gonna say in this scene especially, like Wesley Snipes look like he's having a lot of fun with this role.
He is crazy.
He's having a good time.
I actually recall the place where the guns are is called the Hall of Violence.
Hall of Violence. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So then Spartan shows up and we get our first action set piece, and it's just guns. Guns.
He finds one future gun.
Yes.
He's like, "Where are the phaser guns?"
Yeah. Yeah. Where do you put the batteries in this thing?
What's this take batteries? What?
That's basically where we get our first action set piece. Simon Phoenix escapes, and that's when we have the part that you were talking about, Corey, earlier, was the when he first meets up with Cocteau, and that's when the thing in his head.
Yeah.
It's him and Dr. Cocktail and Otho. And
he can't shoot him.
Yeah, and it's weird, too, because he just kind of, like, climbs out of the museum, and that just happens to be where Dr. Cocktail was hanging out.
Yeah.
He's just, like, standing around.
He walks right up, and he's pointing a gun at him.
Yeah.
And dude's like, "What are you doing pointing a gun at me? Don't you have a job to do? Don't you have someone to kill?" Why does he have to keep repeating it the same exact way that it's playing through his head?
So that we get the idea now of what the actual why Simon Phoenix was thought out. And it's basically this guy, Dr. Cocteau, is like in charge of San Angeles. Not anywhere else, just there. I wanted to see more of the world.
He's kind of like the mayor.
Right. So, and there's these, like, underground people that are, like, trying to live on their own. So he thaws out Wesley Snipes in order to get...
They're like remnants of the old society.
Yeah, they call them scraps.
Scraps.
So but the plan is stupid, essentially. Like, there had to have been 100 other ways that he could have dealt with those things. It's super thawed.
Like, he could have just sent some of the... Well, like, the whole thing is that... On the surface, he's trying to be, like, a pacifist.
Right.
So he can't just send, you know, like, a SWAT team down there
to go take them out. So he accidentally has, Simon Phoenix get released. But it's like, what do you do with him now? You know what I mean? Like, he's such a liability. Yeah, sure, he can't kill you. He could kill anyone around you, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about that whole plot line that's
It was almost like the Dalai Lama can't. get stormtroopers.
Yeah. So basically, so he's got the gun to Cocteau, and then like Spartan and the cops get to the surface, so he runs off. So and Cocteau's like, "Oh, you saved my life. You know, will you join me at dinner at dancing?" A Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
So then we find out that Taco Bell won the franchise wars.
Yep.
In other countries, though, it's Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut, yeah.
Just, it was what it was.
What's funny, though, is that guy that plays Dr. Cocktail, Cocteau, did not get along with,
no,
with
Snipes.
Either Snipes or Stallone.
No. No.
Didn't get along with them.
Was in the wrong movie.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's just, like you signed up to be in this weird
biggest,
action movie.
They get, like, the two biggest paychecks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better get along with them or whatever. That's on you.
Yeah.
So they're driving. So they're all dressed up and they're driving to go to dinner. They discuss the Schwarzenegger Presidential Library. Lousy 61st Amendment.
Because of the, yeah.
During dinner, Spartan bitches about San Angeles. Not sure what the rest of the world is like. I'm very curious. Dennis Leary and his band of bums attack Taco Bell for food, but Spartan defeats them while wearing his stylish flowing robes. Huxley gets all hot and invites Spartan in for some virtual boy sex. Spartan actually don't wants to bone. He wants to do the wild mambo. He wants to do the hunka chunka.
You don't do the wild mambo. The
but sorry, sex is outlawed.
Yep.
No exchanging of bodily fluids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a good kisser. That's what he says.
Yeah.
And they reproduce by artificial insemination.
Yep. So Spartan finds out he's sent back to his apartment. He finds out he can knit, which is a side effect of his rehab. But then they find out that Simon Phoenix got all sorts of rehab skills, such as murder, death, kill, which is an actual skill, guns and puns.
Guns and puns.
Guns and puns. So they decide to visit Dr. Cocktail to confront them on, you know, basically they're figuring it out.
Yes.
They're unraveling the ball.
Right.
The ball. So yeah, they go to Dr. Cocktail. Spartan ends up shooting all the little video monitors with Cocktail's face on him, and then he finds the actual Cocktail.
Otho rather than the mouth.
Otho, yeah, he kind of...
He's like, he's not here. my head's nodding to the other room.
So Evan, so he tells him, be well, and what does Stallone tell him?
Be fucked.
And then he shoots the fucking swear jar.
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
And it doesn't explode?
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
It's loaded with explosives.
Cocktail had that giant fireplace.
Yes.
Ambiance.
So Spartan, Huxley, and Garcia go underground to eat rat burgers, what have you.
And
have a beer. They meet Edgar Friendly, who does a minute of stand-up, and then he sells them on what... He does! He does
it is yeah. classic.
It yeah. does like a
classic
yeah.
Dennis Leary. Yep.
And he basically sells them on why they live in the sewers.
I want charbroiled... Cancer
yeah,
sticks.
Yeah, no, don't. It's not.
It is the same exact thing from No Cure for Cancer, yeah. though. It's the same monologue.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Phoenix and Viz's Cocktail to thaw out more crazy people to help kill Spartan. Phoenix and his gang attack the underground people, but are repelled.
We get a cameo in this part.
Jack Black.
Right.
Good call. Yes, we did.
He's one of the henchmen of...
he shows up in a lot of, like, random-ass 90s movies.
Yeah, he does.
He's an enemy of the state.
Yep.
It was an Airborne.
It was an Airborne. So it was a fucking great movie.
I have that on DVD for a retro junk near you.
Okay. So Simon Phoenix escapes to the surface and steals a car. Thus, there's a car chase where Spartan actually uses remember he finds like that old ass car underground? It's like an Oldsmobile something or other. He's all.
Or it was like a Mustang or something.
So takes these, just takes it. Just fuck
yeah,
this mine now.
Yeah, this key's in the ignition.
Oh no, it had like a. It was like a 442. The thing was passed.
Yeah, but and then there happened to be like a lift.
You
know,
yep.
A nice little lift to get it up to the surface.
Yeah.
Well,
they had to get down there somehow.
I guess.
So it's like you can only imagine that after the big one of 2010, they just built what San Angeles now
on
just
top
like,
of
on
what
top of
fell
old
through.
LA.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a fight between Phoenix and Spartan. This is when Phoenix tells him that, you know, all the bodies in the middle, they're already dead. And he's just like, and they have like a little fight. It's really bad ADR too. Like the audio dub with them like talking to each other.
It's, yeah, it's really bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
That's so Spartan takes control of the cop car, crashes it through a the San Angeles Police Department like fucking front window.
Yep.
And then it like comes all over him, basically.
Yeah, he got like the...
it turns into a cannoli.
Yeah, yeah, it's a cannoli.
I do I do kind of think it would be fun, though, how he punches his way out of it.
Yes.
Seems like that would be really fun.
Yeah, it would have been better.
It turns into styrofoam.
Yeah, it's styrofoam.
Wouldn't it be solid, though?
It is, kind of.
It would be solid, but he has space to move.
Imagine it, like, it's like solid, and then you like slam your head off of it, and it's just like, well, that didn't
nothing. It would just kill you.
Yeah. So, crashes the car, and it turns into a cannoli. And then, what's-her-face, Huxley tells him to take this job and shovel it.
Yep.
Which is, I don't know. It was kind of funny.
Guess. She has a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, well, she keeps getting them wrong, and that one was obviously wrong. But
doesn't the chief show up, and he's like, what was their plan? They show up, and like, you can't do this.
They had no fucking plan.
They wanted to,
why were they there?
They wanted to freeze Stallone again.
No, they wanted to, like, put him back on ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the other way.
Yeah.
You said free.
Freeze.
Freeze. I thought you said free. I'm like, he's already free.
No, he's a free man.
He's very free.
So after the attack, Phoenix and all of his crazy gang guys hanging out with Cocteau, and he's trying to kill him, and then he realizes, well, I can just have one of these guys kill him, and they do.
Well,
it's so, inconsequential.
Because he tells him, before they go down to try and kill Edgar Friendly, he says, I'm going to want you to throw out more guys.
Yeah.
And I think he says, who is it?
Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura.
He is one of the henchmen.
But there's, it's like Jeffrey Dahmer or somebody. He's like, oh, I love that guy.
Oh, no, Scott Peterson. Oh, no, it is Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah,
it's like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, you're right.
Who, by the way.
Yeah, it was before all this.
Yeah, he was already.
Yeah, the timeline was fucked.
Yeah. He was already.
Yeah, all right, so. He has one of his crazy gang people kill Cocteau. Spartan and Huxley arrive at Cocteau's headquarters to capture Phoenix and any accomplices, but he escapes to the prison to revive more dangerous convicts. So after knocking out Huxley to protect her, Spartan enters the prison.
Classic action movie trope.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Just braining somebody.
Yeah. They used to do it on Lost, and it used to make me really aggravated. Yeah. Somebody would always want to go with the other characters, so they'd be like, all right, fine. And when that person's not around, they would concuss them.
Yeah.
Like, and there's no like, I wake up, like, knocked out.
No,
like,
I have like a stage 3 concussion.
Yeah, like, I need like help.
My left half doesn't work.
And, like, they're out for a while.
Right.
I mean, like, we're talking, like, brain trauma.
Yeah.
So Spartan enters the prison to confront Phoenix. Spartan uses the cryo tube to freeze Phoenix solid. He then beheads Phoenix and escapes just before the cryo prison overloads. It is. So he destroys the prison. And it's kind of like a final boss battle.
He uses the ice thing.
Yeah, the thing that they thaw him out of the ice with. And it's like this giant like laser. Beam. Yeah,
Phoenix uses the giant laser. And then Spartan uses the ice stick.
Yeah.
It's like a little beam of ice.
Yeah.
Before he does it, he goes, hey, Phoenix, is it cold in here?
Yeah, yeah. Revisit
it.
He says,
good memory.
Yeah, good memories.
Good memory.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. The only thing I don't like about Spartan's plan is, he uses, like, the thing that freezes the whatever shit, the crystal
Pepsi.
And it
freezes the whole complex.
Right, but his, like, he does it really haphazardly. Everything starts freezing, and then he jumps up and grabs, like, a thing that just happened to be overhead. It's like, well, he would have died.
Yeah, why didn't that thing freeze?
Well,
it did because it smashes. It breaks.
Yeah, it ends up breaking. But, like, if that wasn't just, like, happened to be overhead,
he
would have been screwed. Like, what was his contingency plan?
He kind of, like, sacrificed himself almost.
Right.
But not really.
So then as the movie wraps up, it has one of my, like, I don't know, like, problems that I have with action movies in general is, like, there's the big, like, confrontation or whatever, like, the good guy defeats the bad guy. And then there's, like, the fallout that they just kind of brush. They just kind of brush the fallout a little bit.
Well, the guy Garcia joined the
scraps. He joined the scraps, yeah. But the chief's like, what are we going to do? The guy that,
yeah, Cocteau's dead.
Yeah, Cocteau's dead, and he's like, figure it out. Like, work together. And then he, like, goes off to, like, go bang Sandra Bullock.
So does,
but
like,
it's like, what happens?
Does their society go back to being, like, present-day Los Angeles?
That's my question. And what's happening outside of Los Angeles? Is everything like that all... But, you know, like, buttoned up and bullshitty.
I don't know.
And then, I don't know, something that bothers me, though, is that his daughter was still alive. And Huxley says, do you want me to look her up and find out?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. Well, why not?
Right. I don't know.
It's like your wife is dead, but...
I don't know. All right, so then the final song hits, and holy hell, it sounds like Oingo Boingo had to make a fucking Sega Genesis theme. It's fucking terrible.
Couple was it the Police song?
No, that Demolition can that Man can, Police? Yeah, there is a Demolition Man song by the Police that I will probably attach to this episode. This is not a good song.
No, it's not very good.
This is rated R, right?
Yeah, very. Yeah.
There's a boost.
Very much R.
There's a scene that shows boobs.
Yeah,
when, there was when he goes back to his apartment to whoa. Knit.
Yeah.
the telephone rings, like it's like the TV telephone.
Yeah.
And he picks it up, and it's some chick with her tits.
Yeah.
She's like, "Ooh, wrong number. Sorry."
And he's just like, "Whoa."
Yeah.
A couple things that they use in this movie technology. Wise, we're almost kind of pretty spot on. In the beginning, the people that work in the prison, they're carrying around like little iPad things.
Yeah, they have like tablets. Yeah.
Yeah, and they do FaceTime.
Seems pretty cool.
Yeah, and then I guess Google's developing the stupid self-driving car.
Yep. Yeah.
There was a Demolition Man platform game, but it came out in 1995, which was like it came out like 18 months after the movie did.
Which for what console?
For Super Nintendo and Genesis. It was just like a side-scrolling shooter.
Yeah, I played it.
I remember
I remember nothing about
it. I remember the Judge Dredd game for SNES, where you have to like collect caffeine and like put handcuffs on people.
Sure.
But I don't remember Demolition Man.
Was it a side-scrolling?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So that's
like a little platformer.
That's the movie in a nutshell. Overall, it's fine. I thought Sandra Bullock was really good. It's her first big break, I guess. I mean, if you want to call it that. Speed is the one that put her as like a big, like Hollywood star. But she's good. Snipes is good. Stallone's fine. I thought the satire and the reactions of how things were compared to how things are, I think that's where the movie really shines. I thought some of the action was like the final battle goes on like way too long.
Do you think it's weird that Sandra Bullock's in two movies, I think, named after police songs?
What's the other one?
Murder by Numbers.
Oh, cool. I never thought of it.
No, it just kind of came to me. I'm hoping I'm not wrong.
Oh, you're going to say Ghost in the Machine. Stupid. I was like, that's not a movie.
Huh. No, but it sounds like one, though.
No.
The Net?
The Net is not a police song.
No, it's
no.
Not.
No.
I'm just thinking Sandra Bullock movies now.
She was in the 1999 release of Message in a Bottle.
Yeah, she was. So, I mean, overall, it's an okay movie. I think the third act is kind of where it falls apart. Corey, you rewatched it. What were your feelings about it? I wasn't hoping it was going to end soon, but I wasn't mad that it was over.
It's a great movie when you're bullshitting on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Like I said, that not so much like the very beginning of it, but like when he first gets thawed and stuff, a little bit of it is kind of really choppy.
Yeah.
It's more of, like, plot problems, so it's like...
They want to move you to the scene where he shows up at the police station, and they try to do it too quickly.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And then, I mean, all of the scenes with Simon Phoenix is gold.
Yeah, his stuff's really good. Phenomenal. I don't know what the hell happened to him. He was pretty good back in the 90s. Yeah. He had a string of some really successful movies. Even if you go back and rewatch White Men Can't Jump, that's a good movie.
Yeah. That's a
really good movie, and he's really good at it.
I don't hate Money Train.
I think I've seen Money Train.
Can't forget Blade is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Blade's then he showed awesome. Up in Blade, but then I guess he had like some like tax problems or something.
He went to
federal prison, right?
Yeah, prison, yeah.
You know what was kind of a forgettable Snipes movie was U.S. Marshals.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, you know what ruled The Fugitive? Let's take Harrison Ford out and add Wesley Snipes.
You know what? He was in that movie. Was he in that movie with Ving Rhames, Undisputed?
Yeah. Yeah, the boxing movie.
That was a good movie.
How come Snipes hasn't showed up in a Expendables? They have a little bit of history, Stallone and Snipes.
Right? Yeah, you would think that he would.
Of all the people? Like, what are we doing?
We're waving.
All right, stop waving.
Hi.
But overall, the movie's fine. I think when I finished it was when I realized I want to do a double feature, and that's why I wanted to go Rocky IV. Because it wasn't enough for this movie to really grab...
It wasn't enough Stallone.
Like, I feel like the thing with Retro Drunk, the movie has to either be really good or really terrible, and I'll have plenty to say about it.
Well,
but Demolition Man is neither.
Here's the thing. Demolition Man, I think, is a movie with Stallone in it. It doesn't really feel like a Stallone movie to me.
I think the thing that happened too with Demolition Man was his second, like he had a big revival if you remember, and it was with Cliffhanger. Like he had that was his big comeback, and Cliffhanger was huge, and this was the follow up to Cliffhanger.
What's this is before Copland.
Yeah, Copland is when I guess he got blackballed.
He got
for
like
a while.
Yeah,
I'm sure it had something to do with.
He said Copland, and that was it. And then he was in, like, Spy Kids.
Yeah, he was kind of, like, in and out of movies. Yeah.
What was the one... Was it, like, Darkness, Near Dark? What?
No,
what
you're thinking about the one of? In the tunnel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that one? Perfect Dark?
Oh, no. Daylight.
Daylight.
Yeah.
And then he did...
But that was, like, right around the same time as Copland.
It was a little before
Copland. And then he did Get Carter.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
No, it's a I think that's a remake.
Yeah, it is.
Of a British movie.
Michael Caine? Michael Caine movie, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very cool. So, yeah. Demolition Man is what it is. If you've never seen it, sure, watch it.
I would definitely watch it.
It's just a fun action movie. It's a fun mid-90s action movie. I guess it holds up. It's not super corny.
I still like it. I'll watch it.
I like
still.
It.
Yeah, like you said, if you're bullshitting around on a Sunday.
I like it about the same that I like Last Action Hero.
Nah, Last Action Hero is a far superior movie.
You like that
movie.
Better?
Far superior.
Far superior movie.
Far superior.
This is probably
in
a level
down
for me.
In the same vein, but...
It's very similar for me.
Way better.
It's a lot smarter.
I'm trying to rate it up against some other similar movies put it in perspective.
Just let it be its thing. So yeah, that was Demolition Man.
Just let it be.
Just let it be.
Let it. Yeah.
So are we guys? You guys, be well.
Yeah.
And,
be fucked.
Be fucked. And that was Demolition Man. So I guess we'll wrap up this episode real quick. There wasn't a lot of trivia out there for this movie. There wasn't a lot of like weird little
wasn't
snippets.
A ton, no.
It was what it was. Demolition Man was here, and now it's gone, and we can relive it if we want to on digital video disc.
Yep, Dennis Leary wants to rub the jello over his body and run naked to the streets and reading Playboy magazine.
Yes, he does.
I
wanted to get that in.
So, so we'll do that in lieu of our next episode. So. Thank you guys for talking to Demolition Man, and we'll see you at part two of this Stallone double feature right before.